Hello, friends, and welcome to Grits in the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and it is great to be with you today. Today is Christmas Eve, and I hope that wherever you are and whoever you are celebrating with, it is full of love and light. Today, I will be reading a few scriptures and talking a little bit about Mary's call. So I hope that you enjoy just a few moments to ponder Mary and the birth that we celebrate today. Let us come together now in a time of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Wherever you are today, I hope that you are able to light the Christ candle. And I thought I would read the poem today by Howard Thurman entitled, I Will Light Candles This Christmas, in a remembrance of all of those Christ candles that will be lit today. I will light candles this Christmas, candles of joy despite all the sadness, candles of hope where despair keeps watch, candles of courage for fears ever present, candles of peace for tempests tossed days, candles of grace to ease heavy burdens, candles of love to inspire all my living, candles that will burn all year long. Please join me now in the words of the Apostles' Creed as we remember today the things that we hold dear to our faith. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hear now the words of that beautiful passage, Luke 1:46 through 55, what we call the Magnificat. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors and to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for the example of Mary, for her unselfishness and acceptance and joy in her call, the call to nurture and birth the Christ child, to mother him and to nurture him, to watch him grow into the man of Jesus Christ, who would become the Savior of the world. Hear us now as we pray those words that that very Savior taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today's scripture lesson is that familiar scripture from Luke 2, verses 1 through 20, the story of the birth of Christ. Hear now the word of the Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken from while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for in the inn in the guest room. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, on this Christmas Eve, the night before we celebrate the birth of our Savior, we look to you as inspiration through the person of Mary, Mother of Jesus, on how we should live out the call that you place in our life. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. The birth of Christ is not just the story of the beginning of the life on earth of the Savior. Christ, as part of the Trinity, has been part of all creation since the beginning. We hear in John 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." Jesus is the Word made flesh. It is the person that brought him into the world in the flesh whose story is compelling to me this time of year. Mary, the mother of Jesus, shows us what it is like to accept a call of sacrifice and a life of faithful obedience. When we see her first in Luke, we see her with the angel Gabriel learning what her call to ministry would be. And it is a call to ministry. We all have one in some way. We are all called to use our gifts in different ways. Some are called to a life of service. Some are called to a life of pastoring. But no matter our call, it is one of ministry. Mary's call was to be the mother of Jesus, Savior of the world. For her, mothering to be the place of nurturing the Christ child. Her acceptance of that is seen in the song of the Magnificat, the words of praise and prayer for the ministry that she was undertaking. We see that ministry realized in the story of the birth of Jesus. She and Joseph pack up their lives and go to Bethlehem, where the prophecies of Micah and Isaiah come to life. She gives birth to a son and lays him in a manger. That act of mothering and love is the start of the rest of her life that would be focused on Jesus. It will require sleepless nights and heartache and loss, but it would also be filled with joy and love and light. It is that same kind of life that we are called to even now. Our gifts and calling may be different than Mary's, but it is still a call to ministry. It is a call that no matter what form it takes, will be focused on Jesus. It will be full of sleepless nights and joyful days, heartache and love, loss and light. All of these things make life full and wonderful. It all started with Mary, the first one to hold the life of Jesus, the one who lived a life that was an example of what it is like to be in ministry to all the world. Today, let us take a moment to celebrate the birth of Jesus and the woman who first held him close. Let us all find our own calling in the one that she accepted without hesitation. Amen. As we go throughout the rest of our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day celebrations with our families, let us ponder, what is our call? It may not be a call to full-time ministry, but it is a call to some kind of ministry. How is God calling you to use your gifts and graces to make disciples for the world? In his name. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.